Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, a story about the Armory. Albany City officials reviewing a way to end the problems that have plagued the Washington Avenue Armory. And the latest has to do with six people, after a brawl broke out, being stabbed and a woman assaulted and robbed.
Yes, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan met with other city officials today to take a course of action to prevent any violence like this from happening at concerts and other music events. That's happened a few times over the years. Just in January, another person was injured during a music event, and a couple of years ago, some police officers were heard responding to a foam party at the Armory at the corner of Lark and Washington Avenue in Albany. The group that was playing Saturday night where the violence did break out has been banned, and they're examining ways to restrict certain kinds of acts at the venue. It's a problem for the city. They had taken steps to stop certain kind of music programs a few years ago by having very strict zoning, but the owners of the venue, which is a privately owned operation, took the city to court and ultimately won. So the city's looking for ways to keep these unruly crowds away and require the owners of the operation to be accountable and make sure there's security when they do have concerts at the venue.
From Albany to Schenectady, where a fire in a downtown complex, apartment complex with businesses on the lower floors across from Schenectady City Hall, all under investigation. The Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms involved as well.
Yeah, today a team, including those agents from the ATF and some city fire officials, are expected to go into the building and begin this painstaking process of sifting through the rubble. And authorities have not accounted for all of the 60 residents who had been in the buildings, the two buildings in downtown Schenectady. They're not saying how many people are missing, but they're going to be using cadaver-sniffing dogs as they kind of walk through the building. The two structures will probably be demolished sometime in the next few days after the inspection is completed. There's still no word what caused the devastation. Blaze. Mayor Gary McCarthy said the scope and magnitude of the fire means that the probe will take a lot longer than normal, and there's dozens of people who are homeless because of it. They've lost all their possessions. So it's a continuing story. We may know some more information today.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, go to timesunion.com or pick up a paper. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, David.